Well, right now it's time for Graham Pastow to continue to entertain you with the second half of his program. I wonder how many songs there have been written about moon, moonlight, moonbeams. Plenty, I imagine. This is one of them.
I've looked in the windows at diamonds. They're beautiful, but they're cold. I've seen Broadway stars in fur coats that cost a fortune, so I'm told. I guess I'd look nice in diamonds, and sables might add to my charms. But if someone I don't care for would buy them, I'd rather have to love him. What good would the moon be unless the right one shed its beams? What good would dreams come true?
What Good Would the Moon Be? Composed by Kurt Vile, lyrics by Langston Hughes for a 1947 musical production, Street Scene. It was sung by the British soprano Leslie Garrett.
Thank you. I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care. 'Cause I've got a pocket full of dreams, and it's my universe, even with an empty purse. For I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, for I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, written by Johnny Burke and James Monaco for Bing Crosby to sing in one of his movies in the late 1930s, and that recording was made many years later by Eddie Howard with the orchestra of Dick Juergens.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of love. Teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings, for all my life I'll feel it. I wish I never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feelings, oh, 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 feelings. Oh, 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 feel you again in my arms. Feelings like I've never lost you. Feelings like I've never had you. Again in my heart. You'll never come again. Feelings, feelings like I've never lost you. Feelings like I've never had you. Again in my heart.
Martino sang about feelings.
The whole town's talking about the Jones boy, the Jones boy, the Jones boy. The whole town's talking about the Jones boy. He acts mighty peculiar now. The whole town's saying he was a good boy, a nice boy, a swell boy. The whole town thinks that he's not a well boy. Just isn't the same somehow. He hops, he jumps so merrily over the water bumps. He stops and then he'll come to a pump and he'll jump again. They're buzzing over the fences that he's gone out of his senses. The whole town's talking about the Jones boy, the poor boy, the Jones boy. But I just happen to be the Jones boy, and I happen to be in love. Yes, I happen to be in love. Town's talking about the Jones boy. Oh, that Jones boy. Yes, that Jones boy. The whole town's talking about the Jones boy. He acts mighty peculiar now. Oh, the whole town's saying he was a good boy, a nice boy, a swell boy. The whole town thinks that he's not a well boy. He just isn't the same somehow. He hops, he jumps so merrily over the water pumps. He stops and then he'll come to a pump and he'll jump again. They're buzzing over the fences and he's gone out of his senses. Oh, the whole town's talking about the Jones boy, poor boy, Jones boy. But I just happen to be the Jones boy, and I happen to be in love.
Time. I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time.
You just heard two recordings of songs, notable songs, written by Vic Mizzy and Manny Curtis. The first was The Jones Boy. That was a hit for the Mills Brothers in 1954. That was followed by My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time, a recording which was by Les Brown's orchestra with the Doris Day vocal. It was the first hit record for Doris Day. It reached the top of the Australian hit parades in 1945. Lots of songs written about roses. Here's one of them.
I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Flowers, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. Hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. Wrap up some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. And I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Flowers, take my order, please. And your best white orchid for her wedding gown.
That was Frankie Davidson, the Melbourne-based singer. His recording of Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Oh, there are successful recordings of that song in 1965 by Wayne Newton and also by Bert Kaempfert. But I reckon Frankie Davidson's recording was beaut, don't you? It's about 28 minutes past 10, so I think I'll now introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. Usually in my programs at about this time of the program, I'll play a recording of a singer whom I might not normally include in my program, my singer of renown, named after the radio program which John Carger presented on ABC Radio decades ago, probably back in the 1970s, I guess it was. And the singer of renown for this week was born June Goff at Broken Hill in 1929. She changed her name as a performer to June Bronhill. She studied piano and singing from childhood after winning some competitions. That's when she changed her surname from Goff to Bronhill. She sang in operas and operettas in London, sang in Australia in the Australian production of The Sound of Music in 1962, and then she returned to London to further her career. And I've chosen a recording of Joan Bronhill, made with the orchestra of the Princess Theatre in Melbourne in 1961, the title song of The Sound of Music.
My day for hills has come to an end. I know a star has come on.
Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote, "The Sound of Music, my singer of renown, Joan Bronhill, sang it."
When the mellow moon begins to beam, every night I dream a little dream. And of course, Prince Charming is the theme.
That was The Man I Love, written by the Gershwin Brothers for a show called Rosalie back in 1928. Interestingly, it wasn't used in the show. It was cut, but it became a classic, and the recording that you just heard was by the New Zealand soprano Kiri Takanawa.
Thank you.
was Just Around the Corner, written by Leo Robin and Lewis Gensler, and that recording was made by Red Allen and his band in 1957. And in the same year, here's a very different interpretation of the song.
Love is just around the corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me in a corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you.
That was Don Cherry's interpretation of Love is Just Around the Corner.
After you've gone, life will go on.
Too Old to Dream, written by Sigmund Rönnberg and Oscar Hammerstein II for a motion picture from 1935 titled The Night is Young. And that recording was by the American tenor Nelson Eddy.
Tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt, finding another world. Kiss me once, then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on?
Has this been going on?
Has This Been Going On, written by the Gershwin Brothers in 1929 and sung by Rosemary Clooney in 1979.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I could show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with.
Shirley Bassey's recording of Big Spender.
On the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her for me. And though I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian sky above. I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love? She whispered softly, it's best not to linger. And then as I kissed her hand, I could see
She wore a plain golden ring on her finger. 'Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri.
Al Bowley was accompanied by the orchestra of Ray Noble in that recording of The Isle of Capri, written by two British songwriters, Jimmy Kennedy and Hugh Williams.